thank goodness it's almost the weekend. I'm excited about college football. Are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, you got Ole Miss playing Boise State tonight.
Yeah, that's on ESPN at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you got to watch A&M in South Carolina, two of allegedly the best teams in the SEC. I think South Carolina's going to wear them out.
Yeah, I think so.
In the third and fourth quarter, going to wear them out. Big game of the weekend, Alabama-West Virginia over in Atlanta, the Chick-fil-A game, and then you've got the race over in Atlanta. That is the last time they'll be racing on Labor Day. That date goes back to Darlington.
Okay.
They will begin racing in the spring again on March 1. That'll be 1 week after the Daytona race, and I don't know that the weather's going to cooperate.
Yeah.
We have goofy weather in the 1st of March in the South. You know that.
That's true.
You just really don't know what you're going to. Could be beautiful, could be tornadoes. We really don't know. Alan Jackson's exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame is opening tomorrow. 25 years of keeping it country. He was pretty excited looking over all his stuff last night. He said it seemed like it went by really fast, or maybe it went by took forever. But he said, I wish I could remember all the things I've done and all the people that I've met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do run in hyper speed at times, and they only barely remember anything. They're just so busy about focusing on, you know, learning the words and doing everything they got to do. Sometimes they miss. They don't get a chance to stop and smell the roses very much.
Yeah, it's
CMT Crossroads. This is the best show they do on CMT.
Yeah.
By far. And you never can guess who they're going to team up. Here we go. John Legend and Leanne Womack will tape soon.
Wow, that's interesting.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, they are number one with Meanwhile Back at Mama's, but look who's been there in the top two for a month.
Yeah.
Dirk Bentley, still hanging in there at number two.
Drunk on a Plane.
That's it. Chase Rice, he co-wrote the Cruise song, and he has done well. He's number one on the album charts this week. Ignite the Night, his opening salvo, and for an independent guy to do that without a big label deal, that's huge.
Yeah.
Mary Chapin Carpenter is coming back. She'll be all over this, mostly South Carolina is about the only southern state she's going to go to. She was a, sort of a regional star, very popular in California, up north, and in some parts of the Atlantic coast, but not everywhere. Miranda Lambert, she doesn't read good reviews, bad reviews, any reviews. Says she doesn't want to get her head swollen up from the big ones and get upset about the bad ones.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Brad Paisley was playing the swimming pool last night. The beautiful pool, the Cosmopolitan, on the Strip in Las Vegas. He's off now to do Good Morning America tomorrow. And The View, and Garth Brooks setting up a press conference at the Allstate Arena. That's going to take place next Thursday at 1 o'clock.
All right.
So he's ready to get started 1 week from today.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy, but he's back.
Yep, good to have him back, too.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to a weekend where I'm not going anywhere. I watch a little NASCAR from Atlanta, watch a little football from Atlanta, and hopefully enjoy Labor Day.
All right, how can we get a piece of Naomi Judd?
She's going to have an auction, a company called Julian Auctions Company out of Beverly Hills, California. And if you ever saw her wear any of those crazy dresses, and they were beautiful, and some were just weird, and, you know, even costumes, those are going to go for sale. Some memorabilia, including a guitar presented to her by Buck Owens. There's some Elvis stuff.
Wow.
Remember, her husband played to the Stamps.
Yeah.
So he's got a real TCB necklace and a whole bunch of other stuff, memorabilia from Elvis, that he'll be selling as well.
Wow.
We'll give you the website as it goes forward. Not going to happen until November, but it takes him a long time to get these things together.
All right. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy some college football.
I will.